thing make a perfect angel in the snow, all crushed out on the way you are. Better stop before it goes too far. Don't you know that I love you? Sometimes I feel
like... Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up with you, man? How you doing? Well, I'm doing great. I'm doing all right. Yeah, how about you? Oh, I think I'm doing A-OK. Not enough from A-OK. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm A-OK.
A-OK. America A-OK.
I'm 99%.
You're the 99%.
Yeah. I don't know where that 1% is missing, but I'm not 100% until I get that 1%.
In the words of John Frusciante, it's just up in the... It's in the air somewhere.
It's in the sky, man.
It's in the somewhere...
The sky's blue.
Yeah, it's just in the... Yeah.
It's floating around.
Yeah, you just
that
catch
1%.
It.
That 1%. Gotta get it all.
Yes.
Just catch, like the Pokemon.
Catch them when you can.
Gotta catch them all.
How's it going, Carolyn? What do we have up? Let's start this show up with the right amount of news. The right amount of news.
Okay, well, this coming weekend... September 29th, which is this Saturday, we're going to be at Asbury Park Comic Con in Asbury Park, New
Asbury
Jersey.
Park. We've been there before. This is the second time.
It's the second time in 1 year. It's going to be great.
Yes.
As we've told you before, it's this awesome comic convention that is actually at this old school bowling alley. It's pretty amazing. They have everything you'd ever want there.
Here comes your news music.
Dun, 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 dun.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, so like Asbury Park Comic Con, you guys got to be there. There's a beach like within walking distance. Like it's basically on the boardwalk.
Asbury Lanes, man.
Asbury Lanes.
Famous.
Bowling alley.
The famous Asbury Lanes. Also the location in which they shot The Wrestler.
Yeah.
Several scenes of The Wrestler. New Jersey. If you guys love New Jersey, you got to head out to Asbury Park Comic Con. This is pretty, it's a pretty cool, it's hip.
It is the place to be, seriously. I hope that the weather is going to be awesome. I know it's not like necessarily summertime anymore.
Yes, summer
is done.
It
is pretty much the end of September, but I'm hoping that it's still a bright, sunny day. I might go frolic
sunny
out on the beach.
Day.
Should I go frolic out on the beach? I have a feeling it's going to be pretty cold.
I mean,
I'm going to try.
We were there in the last time we were there, it was like in the spring or the...
We were there in May.
In the May, in the summertime, and it was still pretty cold at that time. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what
I'm
to tell
gonna
you.
I'm going to try to. I'm at least going to touch the ocean.
Yeah,
like
you can
how
touch
I did
it.
Last time.
You can touch it all you want, but the frolic is a little bit different situation there because it's getting cold. Summer is done. It's getting
but
cold
I could
at
be
this
like
time.
One of those polar bear guys that dives into the coldness.
I remember you were saying like Small Press Expo usually like signifies the end of summer because
definitely.
For some reason it's at that very moment that you can feel the cut, you can feel the sharpness
chill
in the air
and the leaves fall.
Yeah, and I'm definitely feeling that. So let's see how that water treats you.
Yeah. Okay. So
go
that's
ahead for
this
it.
Saturday, Asbury Park Comic Con, and then October 11th through 14th, we're gonna be at New York Comic Con. That's our biggest show of the year.
That's right.
And rightfully so.
So far. Who knows if there's going to be another show, but
well, that's
New York
still like
going to
be the biggest show of the year. It's either that or San Diego Comic-Con, and we've never been to San Diego Comic-Con.
Exactly.
So it's always going to be New York Comic-Con as the biggest show for us for now. And then October 27th, we have Annapolis Comic-Con in Maryland as well. We've been into Maryland a lot this year.
There's a lot of stuff in Maryland, like Blair Witch, the witches. You're pointing at me.
We have one more tour date that I haven't even added online yet. This is going to be the first
announcement. Wait, what day was that, Annapolis?
It is October 27th.
Cool. So that's definitely, it's the Halloween edition.
Yes, actually, we should discuss that. I heard that they are having a costume contest.
Nice.
It's going to be awesome. There's going to be
like
lots
a normal
of activities for
a
kids.
Normal Halloween contest. Is it a Halloween costume contest or is it
just a
like
costume
superhero
contest.
Contest?
But I'm pretty sure people are going to be Halloween themed, just knowing that it's a couple days before Halloween. And they're also going to have these trick-or-treat bags for kids that are pretty awesome.
Nice.
I've already got my hands on some, so I have to say they're pretty rad.
Nice.
And there's a new tour date, Joe. This is going to be my first announcement of it. I'm not even going to put it online yet.
Boop.
It's going to be first announced on this radio show.
Exclusive!
Exclusive! Okay, December 15th, I believe it's a Sunday, we are going to be back in Philly for the Locust Moon comic event. And it's at the Rotunda in Philly.
That's right.
I don't know any times, but I think it's like all day and it's a Sunday. So be there on December 15th so you can get some holiday shopping done. It's pretty amazing. I heard it's going to be pretty awesome. I don't know all the guest lists just yet, but be on the lookout for that.
Philadelphia, man. That's a pretty awesome town.
Yeah, we should talk about what we did for Philly like this past weekend. We were just in Philly.
Sure, but there's one thing I also want to talk about with the Annapolis Comic Con, okay. If that's possible.
Go for
if
it.
If I can leak this information out now.
It's a leak. An exclusive leak.
There's always sort of been one thing that the Carolyn and Joe show has sort of always wanted to be part of, and that's to take this show on the road. But not only that, but take it into a convention. And the great people, I want to think of an awesome word to describe the people at Annapolis Comic Con. If you get my hint, awesome guys. It appears to be that we're in the workings of having the Carolyn and Joe show recorded live at the Annapolis Comic Con. What do you think about that, Carolyn?
It's pretty amazing.
Live in a freaking convention in our own hall, our own moment. I've always sort of been interested and intrigued to see how that happens, to have to do this show in front of a live audience. I've seen Kevin Smith. I've heard Kevin Smith do it. I've heard Colt Cabana do it. Let's see what happens if we do it. You know, I don't know how the crowd is going to be.
It's not if we do it. It's when we do it.
Yeah, when we do it. And it's looking like
October 27th.
That's right.
You can meet us.
I was thinking today what to call the show, what to call the episode, what to call what we're going to do on that, you know, but the... You know, on the Annapolis Comic Con, that's huge. You know what I mean? That means we're going to be live at a convention, at a panel. It's literally art. It's literally what you guys are hearing right now. We're going to do this thing live in front of an audience. It's going to be the biggest combustible elements. There's going to be guests. There's going to be us. And really, the only name, and I don't even know why this name stuck with me, but the only thing I can think of calling it is the Carolyn and Joe Show in Stereo. I don't know why, but I want to call it that.
Let's go for it.
So that's what we're going to Christian. It's going to be called the Carolyn and Joe Show live and in stereo. That's how it's going to be.
I like it.
We're going to call it that. Can I just say that's going to happen? Because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, but we don't know any times or room numbers or any of that jazz.
Yes, those details are coming together.
It's October 27th. I always get confused with numbers, so I have to actually look
at
it.
But that shit's happening, guys.
It is.
Come out there, man. Come out there, fill that room up, cause some havoc with us. The Carolyn and Joe Show live and in stereo at the Annapolis Comic Con. It's happening. It's happening. We're
it's
moments,
all happening, man.
We're moments away. I'd rather leak it out right now. The Carolyn and Joe Show live and in stereo. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Awesome Con.
Yes.
Be on the lookout for that. That's right, Awesome Con. That's another show we have coming up.
Yeah, that's next April. So
that's
we'll promote it next year.
Yeah, but just so you guys know, there's a massive show in Washington, D.C. The first ever.
Yeah, it's 2 days before my birthday.
That's right.
It's April 20th and 21st.
That's right. Awesome Con. The people who produced the Annapolis Comic Con.
Yes.
The Carolyn and Joe Show live and in stereo. I like how that sounds. I'm going to announce it just like that.
I think you should.
I think that's how it's gonna be. We can even situate it where like our guests will be in between both of us.
Like
it'll be
like
you inside, and then like the guests will be in the center, and then we can have a mic in the crowd. Yeah, they can have a throne.
Yeah.
Just like in that the Kevin Smith
spoilers.
So keep a lookout for that, guys, and most likely we'll be talking about it a hell of a lot, because why not? If we're not gonna promote it, who else is, right? It'll be us. The Carolyn and Joe Show live and in stereo at the Annapolis Comic Con. Nice. Nice.
No. So can we talk about our past trip to Philly? This past Saturday we went to Philly.
Take it away!
We went for the District Comics book signing.
Yes.
Yeah, and most exciting thing for me was eating pierogies. Like, we went on our own little trip outside before the book signing, and I have to say... We went to 3 different pierogi places. We went on a pierogi hunt.
Well, for one thing, I want to know, what do you think about the city of Philadelphia? Like, before even journeying into it, how many times have we been in Philly?
The first time I was in Philly was in the year 2000.
The year 2000.
I mean, it's a pretty good city. I honestly haven't spent enough time. Actually, I went before that with my fake grandma because we went to see the Liberty Bell when I was younger.
Yes.
So I've
that's
been
not
there.
Even the real Liberty Bell anymore, isn't it? Or it's like, is it the real one?
I think it's the real one.
It's weird.
I would be unhappy to know if it was like a reincarnated.
The other one died,
and then they're like, let's reincarnate it. We'll take the DNA and make a clone of the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've been like a handful of times, so I guess I've been maybe like 3 times to Philly. Maybe five.
What's like this great thing? Because I remember when we were driving into Philly, and this thought hit me in the head, like everything else usually does. Like, what is so great about Philadelphia? What is it known for? And like, you're like, oh, it's the Liberty Bell. And like, so a whole entire city is built on where this Liberty.
Well, like
this
Ben
Liberty
Franklin, Bell. That was like a pretty big moment in American history. Plus, they're known for like cream cheese and like extra
so
large
pretzels.
So
what are you known for, Philadelphia? You know, we got cream cheese.
Yeah.
The city of cream cheese.
And they're known for cheesesteaks. So, I mean, you know, they're known for, like, it's the hardworking people, I believe.
Nice.
A lot of people in Pennsylvania, I think, are pretty hardworking.
And yeah. ECW.
Yeah, they're known for ECW Arena.
Extreme Championship Wrestling. That's what all starts from.
And there's also a lot of colleges around there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, so these are the things that Philly is known for. Oh, Philly cheesesteak. Why don't you mention that?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I just did, like a minute ago.
Should have been more emphasis about that. The creators of the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. Well, the last time we went up was for like the, was it PAC, P-A-C-C, the Philadelphia
yeah.
Alternative Comic-Con. When we went up then, that was about two, maybe three years ago.
Yeah.
We actually did, for that outing, see, because when we go on tour, you know, it is like a job, but it's also, we want to make it fun. And also, since we're driving, like, whatever, 3-4 hours, we want to make it worth the effort and, like, do stuff outside of the show. Like, you know, not to dismiss the show, I think it's really good to do that, but
yeah.
Also, we want to, like, come up there for, like, a reason, like, more of a reason than actually doing the show, but also
because
to, like, enjoy ourselves.
Because logistically, the show is, what, like, 2 hour? No, the show is, like, you know, many
well, the
hours.
Book sign,
the book
signing
was
like,
2 hours. But, you know, if you're going
to... Yeah, if you're going to drive for 3 or 4 hours to go up for 2 hours, it's kind of pointless in my opinion. So, like, with us, we're like, well, let's, like, at least make the whole day out.
Yeah.
That was what we did this past Saturday. But when we went up, like, whatever, 3 or 4 years ago, we did the cheesesteak competition.
Yeah.
So, basically, if you ever go to Philly, an important thing to know is that there are 2 cheesesteak places right across the street from each other. One is called Pat's. And from what I understand, Pat's is, like, the original cheesesteak. And they basically created it. And they have a marker. You might have seen these before at any other historical site, but basically this, they have like this special marker that says, this is Pat's, this is the home of the Philly cheesesteak, and has a little like one paragraph about all
yeah.
their history. So they actually have that special marker in front of their shop. But their shop, in all honesty, visually isn't anything, you know, great. It's like pretty much a little shop that they get cheesesteak, and from what I remember, their color palette is like red and white, kind of like a checkered red and white style. And then across the street from them, directly across the street from them, is this place called Gino's. And I think it would be awesome if you plan on making this trip yourself to go at night, because Gino's is lit up like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's bright, there's flashing lights coming at you, and it's like, eat here, cheesesteaks in your face, in your mouth. You know, everywhere, and basically they try to get your attention. And visually, I would say that Gino's is, I guess, more appealing if you're down with that. Like, they do really try to get your attention. So what we did is we ordered a cheesesteak from each place. And I think at Pat's we just got, like, provolone, and then at Gino's we might have got, like, Cheese Whiz or something. So we did get a little bit of a different menu order at each one, and we did a little taste test. And in all honesty, they both taste great. Like, I don't, unless you're a vegetarian, I don't see a problem with ordering cheesesteaks from any of those places.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because at Gino's, they had like this 9/11 tribute, and they had like pictures of local people that died from the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because maybe Philly people might have had to come up for that too, really quick, because it was a national emergency. So they have pictures of, like, dead firefighters and stuff up there in tribute. But then it's really kind of strange, because I've never seen this at any other restaurant really, but it's, they have signs that basically say, must order in English, don't order in Spanish. You can't order, like, they say, we won't serve you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, on one hand, like, you really do get that American pride type work, like, a worker that's like, okay, you have to speak English if you're going to order a cheesesteak over here. So, you know, and they're flashy and they're all in your face. So, but Gino's, like, in, I guess when it came down to it, if I had to pick one, like, I would pick Pat's. Just because they're originator and, like, to me, like, having that marker, that symbolism of just being like, hey, we were the first people to ever create cheesesteak. Like, that earns major points. Just because you buy, like, some light show doesn't mean that you're better. You know what I mean?
What if it does?
I mean, it looks cool, but it's also, like, I don't know. It's kind of, in a way, obnoxious just to be like, hey, over here, in your face, lighting.
But one of the main things that we went into Philly four is basically you wanted to go into a pierogi hunt.
Okay, are you talking about this past Saturday now?
Yeah.
Okay, that was like 3 years ago. Definitely this Saturday, I was like, what can we do there that's like free? And I mean, of course, you have to pay for the food, obviously, but I didn't really feel like, you know, going to spend $25.
It's almost,
like
a $40 a day thing, but for free. Remember, like, that Rachel Ray show?
Yeah. Or that's like, always you, like you how keep we, down the price.
That's always how we look at things. We look at it like the Rachel Ray stick, like, oh. Even though if you think about it, $40 a day is a lot.
No, not really, because you're out of town and you're eating. Because if you were to go to, like, let's say a fancier restaurant, it might be that just for one meal.
Yeah.
Instead, we got, like, three meals. See what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we... And also, if it's $40,
that's
for two people, though.
Rachel Ray always got, like, wine tasting and all that stuff like that. I don't know what Rachel Ray's trying to get at.
I guess she has a different demographic. But, like... In my opinion, $40 a day to eat out of town for two people is damn good. That's $20 a person. Like, how much cheaper do you really want to eat? Do you want to eat McDonald's? You know?
But, you like, eat a whole day McDonald's for, like, 15 bucks.
Yeah, actually, really. McDonald's is actually quite expensive if you
like,
really
McDonald's,
think about it.
Like, McDonald's breakfast, you can get, like, two hash browns for $2 and a whatever sand, like whatever McMuffin for, like, $1. Boom, you're set. Stomach gets destroyed in 3 hours, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think that's worth it. So, like, to complain about $40 a day on two people, I don't think you should be complaining.
No, Rachel Ray was for one person $40 a day.
Oh, well, whatever. We beat her by 50%, so booyah. What I'm saying is that, like...
Well, how did we beat her by 50%?
Oh, 200%. I'm not good with math.
How?
100%.
How?
We doubled her score.
Well,
then.
We only did really one meal, didn't we?
Well, we weren't really trying to, like, you know, beat Rachel Ray or whatever.
It's $40 for one person. What is that per meal? Like, 40 divided by 3 around, you can have like $15, 15, 15, and then in the
15 and 15 is 30.
Yeah, and then $10. Yeah, that's actually a lot. $40 per person for a day.
If you're out of town, though.
Because what, like an average, you can get a pizza for under $10 for $10. You can eat two pizzas.
See, but if you're out of town, are you really gonna just head on over to Little Caesars?
Well, usually, what, like an average meal, under 14 or something like that. Unless you want to really get hardcore, so you can have a $10 breakfast.
I'd say an average meal is probably 15.
What?
Yeah. If once you add
$15?
On, once you get a drink and the full-on deal.
Well, I never do that. I just get water.
See, yeah, we can just get water. I'm just saying, like...
Soda for $2?
Most people do get their drink.
Soda for $2?
Or even worse, they get alcoholic beverages, which will add up real quick.
Well, that's usually an ass load, man. It's like $4 or something like that.
Well, I don't know how technical you want to get, but basically...
I still
think that we did a good job, like... Because we weren't, you know, we didn't necessarily have a budget, but we just wanted to, like, enjoy ourselves and try different pierogies.
Yeah.
And what we did is...
Do people know what pierogies are?
If you don't, Google.
Tell the homes out there. Tell those...
What's up, homes?
Tell them what the pierogi is.
Pierogies are basically, like... Imagine, like, a Polish ravioli. It's like a ravioli... Or I guess like...
It's almost like a dumpling too,
yeah,
isn't
I was going to say, if you were putting it in like the Asian terms, it's like, you know,
Asian?
A Polish dumpling. No, like a Polish dumpling would be like, to Asian people to relate, would be a Polish dumpling. For everyone else, it's basically like a Polish ravioli. And pretty much mostly they're usually stuffed with like potato and cheese or sauerkraut. Or cabbage sometimes. So the first one we went to, I can't pronounce the name, but it was called something like Savanka Lunchette.
Yeah.
And it was basically, like, in all honesty, it wasn't anything that was like fine dining. It was cafeteria style. And the place kind of looked like it hadn't been updated since like the 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, the bathroom was actually pretty halfway decent, but as far as like the actual signage,
yeah,
like they basically, their signage, like for their menu, was handwritten on like cardboard on for part of it, and then the other part of it had like those letters that you are that you kind of like stencil in, like old school like school messages. What are those called? Like, you know when it says like picture day on like outside of the school, but in like the smaller letters.
What?
That you rearrange. Whatever, they had like those little letters that like you basically manually put in like each letter by hand.
Sort of like what they used when you get like arrested?
Yeah, exactly.
And they put like the, you know, like the, for your mug the booking shot. Number and all that, yeah.
Yeah, they basically, their menu was basically made out of like mugshot typography. And then they basically had like one, I guess, Polish girl working there. She actually looked pretty young and
they had
girl.
One. What do you mean they? Maybe she was the one that was working there.
I don't know.
Some Polish girl.
Whenever she had to go,
could you really tell? Like,
I don't know.
She had some type
of accent.
When you first walked in there and she started speaking, I don't know what the Polish accent's supposed to be, but did she have a Polish accent?
I think so.
Did she speak Polanski?
Because like, why else would she be anything else?
Is that what it's called? This Polish? Is that what it's called? Polanski?
I don't...
Polish?
No, I don't think... I think it's just called Polish.
Speak Polish?
But, like, also, like, whenever you gave an order to her, she would just go in the back and then bring it back out. So maybe she was cooking. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know if there's anyone else
behind
there.
Sounds very familiar.
But what was interesting is we were definitely by far the youngest people there, and everyone else that was there were, like... old white people, and I'm talking about like really old, like senior citizen.
That was actually what was really intriguing to me, is that when you get in there, there were those old people that were just like, I remember when you were taking pictures of like the photos of Robin Williams that was up on the wall, there was like an old lady that was just like staring at you, like what you're doing was some sort of really foreign, like out of this world activity, like, and she was really old. I'd say probably like 80 years old, and she like stopped.
More than 80.
Yeah, and she like stopped everything. She stopped eating whatever it was, their potato pancake, and she stopped eating that, and like literally it was like, I could see it in her head. She was like, what is that girl doing? Or something in Polish like that. You know what I mean? Like what you're doing, like, it was not like a crime, but like alien, you know?
Well, basically what I was on the part of the wall, they had like this sign that said Robin Williams was here, and it had the date. Do you remember the date? It was like in the 80s or something.
No, it's 1998.
Oh, 1998. I thought it was 89.
No, it's
maybe I'm dyslexic.
It's 98.
Okay, so it said 1998.
They didn't have digital photos back in 98. Remember that?
Well, they had three photos of him there. One he was eating, and then like the other two. One he was like holding somebody behind the counter, and then the other one they showed him like cooking. Which I don't know why he would cook his own meal when he's there, but that's okay.
No,
but
it was kind of cool. Showmanship. You know,
he just like went back there.
Around.
Yeah. I understand. I was just joking. But anyway. It was pretty cool that like Robin Williams was there. So I was like, oh cool, Robin Williams is there. So I took a picture of the wall.
Yeah.
And so I guess that lady was like looking. I don't think she like thought anything of it though, but she just probably doesn't get out that much, you know? She's like, wow, somebody's using
She always just
camera.
Goes to the local, what was the place called? Do you remember what it was called?
It was like Skrovanova Lunchette or something like that.
Cafe? Skrovanova?
It was like Skrovanova Lunchette.
Nice.
It was on, all I know, I can't remember the exact address, but it was something like Richmond Street or something if you want to ever go.
I remember when we were there, you know, I don't even know why it didn't register for me, but the first thing you said was like, yeah, this is like the, a poor neighborhood. And I was like, isn't this just sort of like Philly? Is this what they look like?
Well, it was definitely like an old, like that.
Old
whatever
Polish?
That
You're
old,
like, look at all these people. They're just old Polish people walking around.
They are. There was like two funeral homes. They had like last names of like SKI at the end. Of course. Like, and then like everything around there had like the Polish like seal of the little eagle. It's like a circular thing with an eagle inside of it.
So what'd you think of the food?
Well, what we ordered the mushroom soup. We ordered the potato pancakes. I got the cheese and potato pierogies, and you got the meat pierogies.
Yeah.
And the pierogies came with sour cream.
Is there pierogies that have mushrooms in it?
There are pierogies that have mushrooms in them, but they didn't have any that I saw on the menu there.
I feel like I should have some.
We did get some.
We did?
Yeah. I got the That was the first. Let's talk about the food review of the Shrivanka lunch.
Let's go to Carolyn's food review.
Well, I actually enjoyed everything there. The meatballs.
Well, let's break it down from when you first entered. I want people to smell the atmosphere and the setup that they had when you walked in there, and they had You know, I want them to feel your experience.
Well, we already like scribed how it looks,
Start. We're gonna start it.
Start all over again?
No, we're not gonna start it all over again. You're just gonna tell it how it is.
The food that was laid out in front of them. It was like cafeteria style. So like basically, you told the lady what you wanted, and then she just scooped it for you.
Now, did you recognize all the food that they had there in front?
So I don't know half of that stuff.
So it's like mystery stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a Polish expert, although my last name might say it all, but like I don't have any connection to Poland. I've lived in America all my life, and none of my relatives that I know of live in Poland anymore. So I'm basically like Americanized. So when people like are like, "Oh, she's Polish."
You're
like,
American. Americanized means that you used to be Polish.
No, but I'm American. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm straight up American. But I just think it's funny sometimes when people are like, "Oh, you're Polish girl," and I'm like,
"Oh, Polish girl,"
and I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like I was like, "Wait a second, who told you that?" Because I'm not like little Polish girl.
is there like a thing like how like white dudes like little Asian girls? Is there like, "Oh, look, Polish girl"?
No one's done that to me, but
ooh,
like
Polish girl. A couple, is that like, what's on the menu today? Polish girl.
A couple of relatives have done that.
Well, they're like, "Oh, Polish girl."
Yeah, and I'm like,
"Why?"
Yeah.
Wait a minute, a couple of relatives.
Yeah,
wouldn't they be Polish?
No. But like a couple people
you pointed at me, no.
A couple people have been like, "Oh, you're Polish," and they made like a big deal about it, and I'm like, not really.
Oh,
I'm like I'm American. I've been here forever and I have no connection to Poland. I have no reason to go to Poland. You know, like I don't know how that whole rumor starts, but anyway. I guess what I'm saying is like as soon as I walked in, I wasn't expecting much because like honestly from the outside it did look kind of dingy. And they had, like, this, like, sign that looks like it's probably, like, been, like...
Were you expecting it to be, like, how with the steakhouse, like, the steak and cheese place, like, it's all fancy with the lights? And, like, Polish!
No, I never
Polish
expected
star!
That. I actually did expect it to look pretty similar to how it did look.
Like, you were just like, oh, this place outside looks like trash.
No, I expected it to look like that. That's, like, but I knew that it would be, like, genuinely homemade Polish food. Like, it was all, like, homemade, like your
served by Polish.
Like your babushka would make you.
What?
I guess that's babushka. That's, like, more of a Russian term, but...
Babushka.
But, yeah, like, they had, like, cabbage and all this other stuff there, but I'm not familiar with, like, some of the other stuff that... I can't even pronounce it. But what it's, like, other dishes that I've never had before. But actually, it would have been nice to try some of them. But I was intrigued by the mushroom soup because it was the soup of the day.
Cool.
And so I got that. And I will say it was like pretty buttery, though. What did you think? But it tasted good.
Well, it was yellow. You know, like instead of using oil.
Like a broth.
Instead of using like, yeah. Well, the mushroom soup, like I can tell there was like all... That was pretty good, but you can tell the salty butteriness in it.
Oh, yeah. You could see it glistening. Like an oil spill.
Yes.
But it was good. It was like mushrooms and they had like little pieces of carrot in there and like some other stuff.
What are key like foods of the Polish?
Cabbage, potatoes.
What?
Yeah.
Cabbage and potatoes, that sounds like Irish.
Yeah, it's pretty close to there, right?
Really?
Yeah. So like cabbage, potatoes, and the pierogies, and also kielbasa is really big.
Yeah.
It's so like sausage. It's like a sausage.
Okay.
So
I've had that before, I believe.
Yeah, you've had it.
I've had to have
it's
had
it. It's like a big deal over there, you know. We didn't order any of that. Maybe we should have got that. But the second place we went
But isn't that something you can pretty much get anywhere if you wanted to?
Yeah, but not like the authentic from the actual... You're buying from the Polish.
Do you think it's going to be better?
Maybe.
Like,
I think anytime you buy something homemade is going to be probably better.
Is it? Do you think really like all homemade stuff
know,
is
like
better?
Like Amish food.
You say Amish?
Yeah. Like
what?
Amish food.
What do you mean Amish food?
Yeah, it always tastes better.
Wait, Amish
than
food?
Like if you try to make it yourself.
What is
be
Amish?
As authentic.
Wait, what's Amish food though?
Like homegrown stuff.
Is that what you call Amish? Like
yeah.
Homegrown?
No, that's not a definition for homegrown, but you know they don't use like electricity and stuff. But like their food probably tastes good cuz they're
why?
They, cause they have, like
feel
the
weird.
Old they have like the olden day methods of making things.
What makes you think that that's going to be better though?
It might be. I think it might be fresher.
See, I always wondered
like they come from the farms and stuff.
I always wondered about that like oh yeah, the home like a home cooked meal or a home, you know, like made. I was like does that really make it better?
Yeah. I think it tastes good.
Tell me why you think it was this
it's
would make
like
it better.
Made by hand. It's like as
aren't
if
they all made by hand?
No, some's made by machine.
Like what?
Like made by machine. like a hot dog, that you can tell a difference between a like a hand pulled kibasi versus like a hot dog.
Can't you hand pull a hot dog?
I guess, but I don't know. Like, I'm just saying that what you get in the supermarket, some of it is made by machine. Or if you get like a breaded chicken, that's like you just put in the microwave. Versus like a homemade Italian meal that you get at like Esta Esta. But what I'm saying, the second place that we went to, it was across the street from the Lunchette, and it was like a marketplace. And so they had, we got frozen pierogies there. We got the sauerkraut and mushroom frozen pierogies, which we haven't had yet. But they are probably going to taste good because there's mushrooms in them.
Could you see, like, when people walked into that first restaurant, could you be like, oh, that person's Polish? You're like, oh, everyone's Polish here.
I would probably estimate that most of the people were Polish. But they were getting heavy, like, no, I shouldn't say heavy. They were getting constant traffic.
Yeah, for people just picking up stuff, like, dining in and just, you know.
Yeah, they were, like, getting business. It wasn't like it was completely dead. People might have been almost completely dead, but they were getting business from the old folks there. But the market was interesting because basically everything there was a Polish import.
What's a Polish market?
Yeah.
It's just like an Asian store.
Exactly. It was just Polish. Like, it was just like H Mart for the Asians, but Polish. And even like their newspapers out in the front checkout.
And the magazines and
like
stuff.
Like they had like the Globe and like the Examiner and stuff and Inquirer, but it was like Polish tabloids, which I've never seen before, so that was kind of interesting. And then they had these drinks that, I don't know what the deal is, but I guess Polish people are, like, into carrots or something, because they had, like, these drinks that were, like, carrot mixtures. One was, like, carrot and apple drink, and then they had carrot, apple, and raspberry, was it?
Oh, yeah?
Or was it cranberry? But anyway, it was, like, a mixture of
carrot, apple, and raspberry.
And it was, like, pretty amazing drink. And it has, like, vitamin C, like, 240% or something. I'm like, dang, you get your vitamin C here.
And I'm like, how's that even possible?
Or maybe it was 140%. It was definitely over 100.
Anytime you go over 100%, it goes to impossible land.
Like, well, from what I've heard, also, if you go over 100%, it basically like doesn't really do anything for you, from what I've heard.
I mean, you can't... When you go over 100% is the complete package, the complete containment of all the materials. Once you go over that, it's sort of just like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you can have a profit of over 100%. I believe that.
What about, like, you can? What if you have a vitamin intake of, like, over 100% of, like, vitamin C? What happens to that part that goes over?
How do you have over 100% vitamin C?
If you drink, like, a full-on orange juice. Like, let's say you drink more than your share of orange juice. Yeah. It doesn't do anything for you, though. That's why you have to limit yourself to only whatever one glass.
Why wouldn't it do anything for you?
I mean, it doesn't affect you more than whatever the 100% is. It doesn't, like, store it for later or something like that. Well, you see what I'm saying? Like, whatever you drink that day.
See what I'm saying with this 100% and 200% doesn't make any sense either way. It's just throwing pretend number percentages at you.
Well, some people might be deficient. Like, for example, a lot of women are deficient.
I need 400% of vitamin D.
A lot of women
D
are
today.
Deficient in vitamin D. So, like, what does vitamin D do? That's like, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. You should look it up on the internet. But you're a scientist, though. I don't have it memorized. I would need to, like, research the internet before
Isn't that the one for skin?
I think it does help your skin. But it's vitamin D.
That's the one that Jack White needs.
He might be deficient. But this market was kind of interesting, too, because everything was, like, Polish. And then the third place we went to, we had been to before. This is our second time visiting, called Pierogi Kitchen. And it's in a different area of Philly. And it's basically like the way I would word it is it's near like a residential area.
Yeah.
Then there's just like...
It's actually a pretty hip area, that whole entire section of Philly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a young up and coming. It's almost like not old. It's not really like old town. Like in over here, it's like almost like Alexandria, but on like a hill.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in Alexandria, Virginia.
But it's on like this hilly area, and then it's like this brightly colored building that says Pierogi Kitchen on it, and they have a pretty cool logo of like a little pierogi that's smiling.
Yeah.
And they when I say contemporary, they basically like inject the pierogies with totally different flavors.
Like what, Carolyn? Like what?
Well, by the time we got there, we were already, it was during the last hour the shop was open of the day. We went there specifically to get dessert pierogies, and all of the dessert pierogi flavors were sold out except for sweet potato.
Actually, when you look at the menu at that certain time of the day, pretty much majority of the stuff was sold out.
Yeah, I would say probably close to 80% of like their whole menu said sold out.
So that's pretty good business. I guess they make it like throughout the day, or they make it the day before.
Probably.
You know what I mean? And then they just have that stock for the day.
Yeah.
Which means it shows good business that's happening then.
Yeah, like last time we were there, we had the apple pierogi, dessert pierogi. And I was actually looking forward to getting like the fruit one. There's like some berry one.
Yeah.
But they were already sold out.
Well, maybe in December. We'll just stockpile it.
Oh my gosh.
Or we should just stockpile it next time. Just stockpile.
What I want to also do next time is go back to that market and get like all of those carrot drinks.
Yeah, just stockpile.
It's like carrot with apple and carrot with this and carrot with that and carrot with all
that. It's pretty
potent
and thick, too.
It is pretty thick. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I like it cold or hot now.
What's that?
That drink.
I like it cold.
Yeah, I was
like... I like any drink cold.
Yeah.
I like it cold,
I guess
that's
it
why.
Drinks easier when it's cold. When it's hot, though.
Yeah.
I guess or maybe we're just so dehydrated that we're like, oh, chug it all.
I don't know.
Chug, chug, chug.
Maybe all the components of it just sort of solidified when you freeze it,
maybe.
Or when you chill it.
Yeah, because it wasn't as thick when I first had it, and then it was. It's kind of basically like drinking a fruitier version of V8. Like, have you had the V8 Fusion Blast or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I've had a whole lot.
Don't
of those.
You think it's very similar? It's like a thicker version of V8.
Yeah, it definitely is. Does have that. So, would you go back to that other restaurant, that Sri Lanka cafe?
Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka lunchette.
Or would you go back?
I mean,
there?
Actually, like, it would.
I bet if you brought like a whole bunch of people in there, it would liven up the joint, right?
Yeah.
It did have that sort of vintage feel, like it was made in the 70s, and we kept it like that.
Exactly, or even 50s ish.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they were playing like this pop music that was contemporary pop music, like Katy Perry and stuff. And I was like,
they had the top 40 hits
like
playing.
The top 40 hits, and I kind of felt, honestly, I felt like it did not deserve to be played. Which probably that blonde girl was playing for herself. She's like the only person that worked there, which is fine, but then it's like, dude, put on like some oldies.
You're saying that she wants to rock out to those hits?
Yeah, she wants to rock out to like the top 40 hits, which, you know, is fine, but when I was there, I was like, dude, put on like some old-timey stuff. You know? It just like adds to the vibe. Like, for example,
you think they should play, you know, like play like what's Polish music? Like,
they were playing Polish music at the marketplace.
So she should have played like Polish music?
No, not necessarily, but... Or
like the
some
hits,
type
the Polish
of,
hits?
I don't know what she should have played, but it's just, like, to me, like, to hear top 40 in that environment was a little odd.
Off-putting?
It didn't, yeah, it...
Are they known
I'm
for their mushroom
like,
soup? Is, like, Polish really, like, hardcore mushroom soup?
I don't know, but I'm gonna research it, because mushroom soup was, like, delicious. I don't know what you thought of it. I mean, it was pretty buttery, but...
I thought it tasted pretty good, because usually, like, the mushroom soup that I've had, I bet it's usually cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
And this one wasn't, like, cream.
It wasn't creamy. It was more brothy.
Yeah.
It was good, though. I mean, like, I would never go back there. I wouldn't be like, no, I'd never go back.
Probably next time we're going to go back there. But it's pretty far out, though, too.
Yeah.
And from when we were talking during... I was talking to some dude at the one of the workers at Locust Moon about the areas of Philly... he says, like, yeah, like, basically Philly is just broken up into little towns.
Pretty much.
Like Polish town and Italian town and comic town.
You know what I want to do? Actually, we should go to Italian town next time.
Italian town. Yeah. So basically this
my
place...
dad was asking if we went to the Italian town.
So pretty much Philly is broken up just like Disneyland or something like that, like cartoon town.
Well, it's much like a New York borough type situation.
I guess so,
and
yeah.
Why does everybody got to be so racist?
Are they?
But I guess, like, no, I think what it is in Philly, I mean, I don't know for sure because I don't live there. So I feel like if I live there, I would know enough to be more educated about it rather than visiting Philly, like, once a year for a day. But from what I gather, it seems like those are kind of like an old school broken down to the territories.
Yeah.
And, like, they just kind of, like, kept it. I don't think anyone's trying to be racist, but I just think, like, you know, all the Polish people made their own joint, you know, whatever, 50 years ago, and then everyone... just kind of gathered, but now it's kind of still known as the same place.
It's always fun because, like, in suburbia, they don't really have that broken down. I wonder if that'll ever happen. I guess they do sometimes, if you think about it. Like
Weevilville?
Yeah, it is sort of, but it's just not as close. or as interesting.
Yeah, it's not as interesting. But I think it's just like one of those mainstays of like, that's how it's been for all those years, and everybody's got a, you know, attachment to like that type of neighborhood, and those old people still live there. So they, you know, they probably have like the same, or even like in New York, they have like the, what are those Jewish guys with the curls?
What?
The Hasidic Jews?
Yeah.
Like they have like their own neighborhood. That's just like how it is, you know?
It's just how it is, yeah.
It's really probably because it's been established, like I said, for a few years. So more, I mean, more than a few years, like probably, you know, 50 like a whole, like or a whole 60 bunch of years. A long time, and or longer, you know? So, you know, gangs of New York. But you know what?
It's exactly what it is, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you, Irish, I think that was like a longer
and then the
time
pure,
ago, though.
The pure American.
But you know what?
We should, like gangs of New York.
We should go to the Italian section next time, too. I want to just go
Bill
to...
Bill the Butcher.
But you know what I like? I like doing stuff that's not necessarily, like, touristy. I like going off the beaten track.
Well, what's usually the touristy stuff? Usually go downtown, that's touristy stuff, right?
Or do, like, museums. And I mean, I'm not against any of that, but I just kind of, like... I just know damn well, like, who's going to go to that, like, pierogi place?
Well, apparently like, a lot of people, since they're
all sold out
of stuff, right?
Not that one. The older one.
But apparently a lot of people, because people were constantly coming in.
I think that
those
were, like, townspeople, though.
Townspeople?
They weren't, like, visiting. They weren't like, oh, look at this Robin Williams picture on the wall. I'm going to take a picture of it, and then
well,
everyone
put
watches
up,
you.
They put it up there.
Well, it is, like, a touristy thing to put up there.
I wonder if I would do that if I had a restaurant. Remember, we were going to start a pierogi restaurant called UFO.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Starting
perfect.
A restaurant is a hard business. You have to be up at like the dawn, crack of dawn, get fresh ingredients, and then like work into the night.
Well, if you think it's tough, then it's probably not something that you love doing either.
I like the idea of it. I'll be an investor in Progi UFO, but I don't think I could work all those hours.
But
plus
we trademark
my comic.
We trademark that name right now, Progi UFO. UFO. That way, if you call it UFO, no one really knows what it is, and you can expand upon this restaurant.
I think you could make some crazy flavors with it.
Probably.
But you know what? Speaking of that,
it'll be all black lights,
I wanna,
so all the pierogies like glow.
Yeah, and then your stomach glows once you eat it. And then inside, like all the other things that are in your stomach are like, what the hell is this? It's like, and then they're like, time to party.
Did you want to see like? Remember we went to that market and they had all the plants with the dreadlocks.
Yeah. It was awesome. But like...
Oh, yeah, you met the Chew. You saw the Chew people.
Yeah, we went to the Navy Yard, had like this fall festival event. This was like the first thing we did before the pierogies. And they had like people from ABC's The Chew, like the two girls.
And what
like,
is The Chew? Because I don't watch The Chew.
Well,
it's on during the day,
yeah,
right?
It's on at like 1 p.m. And like I watch it...
What station is this?
ABC. And
ABC Family?
No, just regular ABC. American Broadcasting Company Corporation.
Owned by Disney.
Yes, it is owned by Disney. And the show, I would have never found it if I never worked out at the gym. And like on days where no one else is there but me, I'll flip through the station. And usually I'll like try to watch Sanford and Son or The Chew if it's on, depending on what time I go. And like those are the two shows that I've flipped through that I like that are at the same time that I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Because usually they have it on like ESPN and I'm just like, oh, how much can I watch SportsCenter over and over again of the same story every 5 minutes? And so anyway.
They just have SportsCenter playing the whole time?
Yeah. And so like, you know, I'll get in there and I'll change it. But like The Chew, I've discovered this show and it's basically like five or six people and they each have like specialty of like fashion, cooking, home organizing and stuff like that, and they'll basically like just go through like little segments. The show moves pretty quick, like they don't spend a long time talking about stuff.
It's like a black chick and a blonde chick, right?
Yeah, there's like a black chick and a blonde chick, and I don't know their name.
A black tall chick and a cheerleader blonde chick.
Yeah, and like
do you think the characters of these shows are basically cast and their looks make them more welcoming to,
yeah,
like the house mom or whatever it is?
I think
and
so.
And they talk like the house
moms? Well, because also they even have like there's one guy that's like, I don't know how to really describe his look, normal looking. And then they have one guy that's like heavy set.
Unthreatening, right?
Yeah, they have like an unthreatening white guy, they have a heavy set guy, and then they have a bald guy.
So those are what they think like the suburban guys will look like.
Yeah, I guess. But they are all pretty smart and, like, know how to host. Like, they get the show moving along, and they know how to segue, and, like, they... And also, I think the black chick, she was, like, on some reality show of, like, Best Cook or something. I don't know the name of it. I don't even know their real name, their names at all. I don't know their real or fake names. I don't know anything about the people on the show personally. I've never, like, tried to find anything out about them. But I just know that they are good hosts, and I enjoy watching the show because they are pretty perky, and they're like, hey, let's make pierogies today.
It's time for cooking!
It's time for cooking, everybody! And, like, they, you know, they just get excited about stuff. And I'd rather have that than people be all mopey, you know?
Well, I don't think you can be mopey on television.
Well, definitely not.
Any one of the daytime stuff, you sort of gotta be really poppy. You know what I mean? You gotta really be like, time to wake up! Time to die!
It's the mooning zoo, everybody! But
have you ever seen anything that's not like that? Hey, everybody, this is... Welcome to the morning to...
I mean, I've seen...
Hi, it's time for cooking. Like any other host, really. When you see hosts on television...
We're gonna paint a happy little tree right here.
It's like, hey, this is Access Hollywood. Welcome back. You know, they always gotta be... That's what you gotta put over. No one's ever just like, hi.
But then you...
Welcome to the show.
Some internet shows are like that. They're just like, hey, guys.
Hey, we're gonna review these chips today.
This is the weather for today. It looks like it's...
Looks like some rain, maybe some sun. I don't know. One of those things is going to happen
maybe
today.
Maybe some clouds.
Clouds are going to roll in. Maybe some snow.
But I
don't guarantee some snow, though, but it's summer.
I like the people from the Chew, so it was kind of cool that they were going to be there. And
hi, girl!
I didn't know that they were going to be there.
Oh, you know, girl. Did they do that a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, come on. Why do they always do... Yo, girl, come on, girl.
Well, they were
why they just call each other girls?
I thought it was cool because they
girls.
Were talking
hi,
about soda, and they were saying how bad soda is.
Who still drinks soda today? I remember them talking about, like... I remember them talking about, like, giving your kids, like the new, like, the already made meals. They're like, you gotta start your kids' palates early. You know, you gotta make them natural stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I remember them talking about that. That was pretty interesting.
Well, it's true, I think, because, like, so many parents just, like, want their kid to, like, have instant happiness just to get them to, like, shut up, or they don't know how to take care of them, and they're just like, here's McDonald's.
There's several things I really don't think you should do to kids, or you should give kids. One, McDonald's, and just sit them in front of a TV.
But so many people do that. Like, it's like an instant thing.
I hope I don't do that. I hope I just... I'll put a puzzle in front of their face and see what they do.
I think McDonald's is fine every once in a while. Like, if you could limit to, like, once a month or only special occasions or something. Or, like, a road trip to be like, oh, we don't have time to sit and eat a full dinner, but
no,
we'll get
that.
McDonald's.
No, screw that. That's all.
You're like, no McDonald's at all.
No. Don't even think about that. That's like, it's... No, yeah, literally no McDonald's. Maybe breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe breakfast.
But then they want to get the Happy Meal. That's how they get inducted to this McDonald's lifestyle.
Well, see, here's the secret to that. Just get a whole bunch of the boxes of the Happy Meal. They don't know the difference. They're kids.
No, they're going to want the toys.
Yeah, but they don't know what the toys are.
They will find out from their classmates. That's what's going to happen. Come, you know, kindergarten, first grade, the kids are going to be like, oh, this week is G.I. Joe. Billy got G.I. Joe. I want to go to McDonald's. He got the Happy Meal. And they're going to find out about it.
The first thing you should teach your kids is how to problem solve. That's the first thing you do.
Easier said than done.
Put a puzzle in there and be like, fix it. Ah, it doesn't fit.
But so many kids, like, they just, like, and parents, like, I've seen parents give, like, McDonald's to their kids, like, so often. It's
no more,
way too
no
much.
More McDonald's for kids. No more McDonald's,
you know, they
really.
Did, you know, they did start to put their apples in there.
That doesn't mean shit.
Them, Happy Meal.
That doesn't mean anything. It's not like it's a whole apple.
Well, yeah,
not even
it's like
a
half.
Real apple.
It is a real apple.
It's a make-believe apple. It's a never apple.
But you know what, Joe?
What? What?
I think that also there is a handful, a small fragment of the population of adults that actually do not feed their kids McDonald's. Because a couple of my coworkers, I overheard them discussing it, and they were saying that they hardly ever give their kids McDonald's. And it actually did, like, in a way, they kind of train their kids because they're like, oh, we don't like McDonald's.
Listen, if McDonald's is not good for adults, what do you think it may be good for kids?
But people aren't educated. They haven't seen the pictures of, like, how the food gets made and stuff like that. Like, they just think that it gets the kid happy, it gets the kid to shut up, and then they'll give them McDonald's, and then everyone's happy.
Let's give them fries. I'm not saying that fries are bad. Or this, I don't know. There's alternatives. What's an alternative that you can give these kids?
A Subway kids meal.
What is the Subway kids meal?
It's like a half sub, whatever, three feet.
Three inches.
Or whatever. Yeah, it's not a half.
3 feet?
Well, I've actually ordered the Subway Kids sub for myself once. It's good. You get like apple slices, milk, and a 3-inch sub.
Do you get milk at the McDonald's?
I think you can ask for it special.
Do you get McDonald's milk?
You can. You
Is
can
it like specific McDonald's milk?
Yeah, you ask for it specially instead of getting the soda. And when I got my one, I only ordered the Subway Kids meal once, and I did it because I wanted to win a ticket to Brave.
Yeah.
And I won.
Nice.
Only 1 out of 5 win, and I won on my first time. I knew it was, I had a good feeling about it. You just shake your head at me.
No, I didn't.
What's the head shake?
It's thinking.
Okay.
Thinking about what can I run through before the last 20 seconds of the show. I don't know. This is how we do it.
Well, I want to announce something.
All right, better do it real quick.
We need to learn how to make pierogies so we can start Pierogi UFO.
Pierogi UFO is coming to a place near you. That's how I want to end this show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Please check out curls-studio.com. curls-studio/curls, where you can check out Carolyn's webcomic every week. Check out Straight Productions, who produces the show every day, every week, every single time. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey.
Thanks for listening.
That's right. Be positive.